Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos? Welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. It's ITL, and we are here today to talk about NFBC ADP differences. We got super lucky, Boggs. I was about to open this podcast up and be like, hi, welcome into CBS Fantasy Baseball today, where we're going to talk about NFBC ADP differences, because great minds think alike, and I think they just did the almost exact same show a day early. So they do win. We look like the cheaters. Yeah. They do win because they posted it a week early, but whoops. Oopsies.
I mean, you know, it's a theme going around right now. It's not surprising, but there are some interesting names moving up and down boards right now. A lot of it is signs, a lot of it's trades, jobs opening up, and some guys are just moving up because people are doing a little bit more research, figuring out some ballpark factors. So we're going to go through them and tell you who's moving up and who's
moving. Yeah, and I think that is actually the key. It is a lot of like, it shows the designation of people doing more work, doing more research, and then jumping into drafts. I'm not sure. I do think it's interesting. Like some of these are warranted. Like Blake Snell's like a prime example of like, oh, you know, he signs and we love it even more. It's Dodgers, blah, blah, blah. And he moves up. I think there are designations to why some of these guys move. But I really do think at the end of the day, a lot of this is just the amount of people that just check in and start to do their hardcore work. Like I have refused to jump into any NFBCs, and maybe that'll be a disadvantage that I don't have like early value stuff, but until I like have hardcore done all my player valuation. So I'm ready to jump into NFBC now, but I didn't want to do that in November. And I think some people just jump in as it goes on, whether they've done their evaluations or not, people start doing more and more research. And that's where the dictation of this change is. And what we're doing as we're taking a look at November. So we've got November's NFBC ADP encapsulated. And then we are going to be taking, I believe we did December 15th on, because there weren't like a bajillion January drafts. And then we're going to compare what the ADP differences are to find the players that have actual significant changes. And it'll just be a discussion point for us. And Bogman did a lot of work on this. And actually, we are going to have this on the YouTube as well. The NFBC ADP portion of this, Bogman put a sheet together while doing this work. So if you guys enjoy that, we're putting more clips. We're not putting full episodes, but youtube.com/inthisleague. You can check out where we've got some of our stuff there, and we'll have a portion of this as well. If you guys want to support the boys, go to inthisleague.com today on our Patreon. Reason one, lots of ranks. Redraft, Dynasty, Prospect. Boom. You want all of that stuff? It's available on Patreon. Reason number two, you can be a part of our community. You can get in our GroupMe rooms. We've got incredible baseball prospects. We've got captain's room, football, sports, all different lifestyle stuff. And it's a direct way to interact with us. Reason three, we've also brought back our Show Much Fun series. We actually used to live stream this on Twitch, and we brought this back on YouTube once a week. Some of them are Patreon only exclusives, and some will be on the YouTube. We might take clips and stuff like that, so the YouTube will help. But Patreon will have the link every single week. We did one this week where Bogman and I were back on the Oregon Trail. That's right.
That's right.
Bogman and I participated in an Oregon Trail run. We also opened up some, we had a few leftover things from Lieutenant Dawn for Christmas, which was so nice. And we re-brought back the Welsh wheel. We had a version of the wheel. And
it was a lot of fun too. How are you feeling today?
It was not. I'm going to tell you right now. We put beans on it. That's been a big thing. If people don't know, we used to do the mystery beans where it's like one's gross and one's good. I didn't have those. I had the fiery beans. It's five different versions of hot beans. So someone could buy a spin, land on it.
And you're better with spicy food now, but you are not a spicy food connoisseur. You are kind of dipping your toe in right now.
Back in the day, it was a no-go. I'm okay with it now.
You were 0% before. Now you're like, okay.
But here's what I don't eat jalapenos. I don't do that type of stuff. Besides the heat, we found this out 10 minutes before we started, which was too late. I only have so many things I can put on the wheel and it'll grow. And we'll do the wheel every week. The wheel has prizes. It has punishment. It's got other unique things. What we figured out was that these were expired. They weren't expired by a month or two.
They weren't opened up though. Welsh is acting like he took cyanide pills over here.
So this guy over here, he's right. They weren't opened up. They were 10 months expired and we still did
They're not expired. They're best buy. Okay. Like you should have them by, I don't think they really have.
Okay. If that's the best buy, these are the Circuit City.
The sugar.
Those things were canceled. I was not feeling good. That carried over into my dinner. I almost vomited. They were the most disgusting. So I actually haven't tossed them. I'm going to toss them and there'll be new beans for the next wheel. But all of that to say, it's kind of a variety show. We do different things. Oregon Trail's already up. You can watch it on Patreon. You can watch me. Dredis, who's on Fantasy Pros Discord and on our Patreon, was like, your shiver needed to be screenshotted when I ate the first one. It was brutal. It's a 2-hour show. It's already available. We'll be doing it once a week. So those are the reasons. InThisLeague.com. You guys can support us. We appreciate when you do it. And hopefully we can give you enough good reasons. InThisLeague.com. All right. That's the setup for everything that is in the world. This one, NFBC ADP, as mentioned, Bogman kind of put together a sheet. We're going to be talking about the ups. We're going to be going through the downs. These are whether it's warranted too, by the way, this is the market. So we're going to be really talking about the market value. Some of them that we buy, some, you know, instances players might need to keep going up, but we'll talk to you about the differences in the only market that has an ADP. There are some mock drafts you can do, fan tracks, you can do it. We just did one on Fantasy Pros, and the mock should be up on the YouTube. But this is your market for ADP, so we're going to talk about the differences, and we will do it right after this, right here and in this league.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
ADP differences over on the NFBC November to December. So again, November locked over here. We're taking those. What has changed from December and 15th on when you've had a lot? I think Gladiators ended. So you're going to have like Gladiator drafts that are going to take part in that. Best balls, all of that. Do you happen to remember the number of drafts this compares? Wasn't the December 15 on like 70 something drafts on NFBC? And then the early one was probably
reverse.
Hundreds. Oh, is it reversed?
Not reversed, but it was way fewer. It was like 96 in November and then like 68 from the middle of December to, you know, right now. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. So it's still a good quantity for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's still well over 50 on both. So
I think these are super interesting. There are a few things I'm going to I don't care about. When I see the C next to their position and catcher, I don't care what NFBC has done because it is all two catcher NFBC stuff. It's not what the only time I play two catcher is if I'm in NFBC. Anytime else, I do not care about that. I probably also will care a little bit less about relief pitchers. So those are things I'm going to be pretty dismissive of just kind of overall when we look at this. Are you going to join me?
There's some interesting relief pitcher ones just because like Devin Williams got traded, right? So it opened up. The Brewers closing job. There are a couple signings. There are a couple interesting, at least relief pitcher ones. I'm 100% with you on the catchers. I mean, we can see some of the names have moved up or down, but in terms of ADP, the numbers are all wacky because it's a two catcher format.
All right, so let's take a look. We're bringing this up on screen here. And a little Bogman face right there. Hey, there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Everybody? All right. So when we're looking at this, moving up, number one, we're just kind of going by the size of the ADP, is you've got Garrett Crochet. So Garrett Crochet was ranked 36 in November, moved up to 26. Obviously, the trade to Boston is important. Men pick 20, max pick 78. ADP, though, the ADP follows that. 38 was the ADP in November. His ADP is now 27, so rank is just a tiny bit higher. And this one's pretty clear and cut. Like, I'm with this. I think I have Garrett Crochet as...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
What do I have him as? I think I have him as like my SP 3 or 4 right now. I mean, it's elite. I just did a Dynasty episode talking about this. Dude, every pitch he threw, 30% plus whiff and strikeout rate on it. It's elite. It's elite across the board. The only negative caveat is the ballpark is different. So you have this like weighted thing. Like, he was really good last year. He's all this elite stuff. Elite ERA, elite strikeouts. Now he goes to a highly more competitive offense. I mean, any team would be better than the White Sox. So you go to a better defense, much better offense, but then the negative.
So, Papa John's.
It's a rough defense, or it's a rough division. I'm sorry. And the ballpark factor is not as great in Boston. So the ball could fly a little bit more, and you're going up against the Yankees every single or every other day, and you're going up against Baltimore. It's a really tough division. So there's positive and negatives, but I'm in pretty agreement here that Garrett Crochet is a guy that needs to be moving up. But you are teetering around the territory where we're like, don't go anymore. Like, let's stick around.
He was, yeah, the I guess the difference just in the names is he was going initially behind Sale, Burns, Clase, Logan Gilbert. Now he is going in front of all of those guys. Logan Gilbert, Clase, I mean, Sale, and just overall pitching has dipped a little bit from November to now. But yeah, he is going ahead of all of those guys, and currently he is SP5 in ADP.
Okay, so 5. Pitcher. Yeah, and I think that's like, that's where he belongs. So I think the market is fully corrected on Garrett Crochet. So that's a big one. Devin Williams going obviously from Milwaukee to the New York Yankees, went from 51 to 41. ADP kind of follows that for the most part. Closer, this is an interesting one because closers in NFBC are going to go really high. But I really wouldn't be surprised if this one maintains. I think that like Clase and Devin Williams are two guys that are going to have high ranks and ADPs, but you just got to be careful and beware that
you know, NFBC is going to overinflate closer markets and stuff like that. And your league might not be as hyper competitive, or you're in save and holds. It doesn't matter as much. But Devin Williams clearly going to a better team. But you do, again, you're back to like, it's a kind of tough division, but, you know, a team that's going to put up 100 wins, and you could close, if you could close out half of those 100 wins, you're 50 plus saves. So he is an elite option. Again, this is another one that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And he actually made Luke Weaver one of the biggest losers in terms of,
oh, good call. Well. Yeah, I could agree with
going
that.
Going from like 190 down to like 318 or something. We'll get to him when we get to the guys that are moving down, but yeah, just a lot of movement from that one move. But obviously Luke Weaver took the biggest hit of maybe anybody from some of these trades. That,
this is the tough thing too, with like, you know, the NFBC based drafts is like, I would have invested in Luke Weaver had I done a draft, because I'm like, yeah, this is a no brainer. He's such a steal in the 170s. And then one move, it's gone instant production out the window. There are still so many closer situations that are not solidified. A, that creates incredible buying opportunities, not for Devin Williams, but you know, if you were Jordan Romano was a nothing and then he becomes Philly's closer, boom, you hit on that, but also it can go away in an instance. But Devin Williams is not a big surprise. This one, not a surprise at all, more of a like, ah, stop it, guys. Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford went from 52, jumped up to 44 in that period of time. ADP jumped, it looks like six spots, so not quite as significant as the rank change. His high pick is 26, which it was before, but the low pick, 67 compared to 99. So the floor locked itself in. He's not going outside of the top 67 overall picks, where he was almost a top 100 pick. This is one I wish didn't do this, because yeah. I love the 50s. I love the 2020 potential. One of the better hitting profiles from the rookies as far as like floor, like lower strikeouts, lots of contact, ran like crazy, and his potential to be hitting high in the lineup for the entire season really, really is a benefit. So like, I'm very much in on Wyatt Langford. I want to have him on teams, but that's also why he's moving up.
Are you going to say something different?
Kind of want it.
Yeah, I think I kind of want it. I was actually, you know, this is what Wyatt Langford's ADP should have done, but I was a little surprised. I thought maybe coming off of the end of the season where he was so white hot in September, right? He had 8 homers and seven stolen bases, and he had, what was that? He hit 300, which was his second best month ever. He hit 309 in June. Every other month was 238 or lower. So I thought maybe coming off the white hot end, he would get like a big spike in the beginning, and then people would look at his overall numbers and maybe he would start to tick down. Not the case at all. Wyatt Langford just keeps bumping up and up and up. And I don't know. I think he's kind of capped here. Do you think he can go any higher than this?
Well, I mean, he went 26, so I think someone can do it. But if you're talking like ADP jump, I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's a pretty tough jump, especially when you want to play upside. You've got like the James Woods, Dylan Cruz. I think Dylan Cruz and Jason Dominguez right now, I need to have one of them, specifically like Dylan Cruz in the floor. I want to have one of those guys for an upside play, but I'm not against having like, say, Corbin Carroll, Wyatt Langford. Maybe you get, you know, a buy low opportunity on another guy, and then Dylan Cruz or something becomes your fourth. Like, that's how I want to build. But if like Langford goes inside the top 30, not saying he can't do that again, but I just don't know if Langford has the upside to become like a 290, 35 homers, 40 stolen base. Like that's a first round pick. That's a no doubt first round pick. I just wouldn't be surprised if he kind of does what he did again with a better average. And all he's like, hey, I hit 280 with 21 homers and 28 stolen bases and stuff like that. Like, I guess that's kind of Jaren Duran. That's a little bit Jaren Duran ish. So I suppose he could get to that, but Jaren Duran is going
more of like a second round. You're getting him in like, you know, end of the third, early fourth, whatever, hoping to get that second round boost. You're not hoping for that first round boost. You think that's just unrealistic.
Yeah. I guess the more that I'm saying it, like the value, range
jump.
Yeah, it's not a lot if you push him up inside the top 30, but at the same time, I kind of think like
his floor might be a couple notches.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Below Jaren Duran, but his ceiling, I think, is in the same general area. And Jaren Duran's going in like the 20s. So like he could probably return the cost, but beating the cost is a little bit more in question. And this is a guy that was like a rookie last year. So and that didn't like pop off. He had a really slow start and then picked up later. So maybe there's a little bit in question in there. Blake Snell's a very easy, obvious one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Blake Snell went from 53 in November, jumped up to 45. ADP is now 46. 31, it's actually funny, the highest pick went lower. So he was going top 25 in November, or he went 25. And then the highest he went in that December 15th on was 31. But the, you know, the downside has tapered back a little bit. Tale of two seasons. First half, the biggest disaster on the planet. Second half, one of the best pitchers ever. 1.45 ERA in the second half. He now goes to a Dodgers team, which, you know, we just really don't need to answer any of that type of stuff. They're also great in pitching development. The only negative is it's one of the best right-handed hitting ballpark home run factors. But like Blake Snell can maintain that. So I've freaking love Blake Snell. Another one that you would love to get a discount, but this is the least shocking one of all time.
Yeah, I think with Blake Snell too, you know, you get, if they do go to this 6-man rotation, which we're all kind of thinking they're going to go to, maybe we get him deeper into games too. Maybe just those overall games are a little bit better as well, and he can make it a little bit deeper. I know that that's not his forte, but we saw him do it a couple of years ago. He won the Cy Young. We saw the second half, you know, obviously surge for him. So yeah, I think Blake Snell is in for a big year in LA, unfortunately.
Yeah, he started going deep and stuff like that. You'd love to see them, I don't know, solidify the bullpen a little bit more, because right now it's like, what, Kopech and Trinan. And, you know, again, I drafted Kopech in our draft, and it's like, I don't want them to go and pick up somebody to take over that job, but you would love a little bit more solidification. The only other thing with Snell you do have to think about, positive or negative, is that like if they do a 6-man rotation to any capacity, maybe he loses a start here or there. There's no necessarily guarantee with that, but either way, like he's moving up. I think the floor is good. One of the best second halves of any player, not just pitcher, in baseball. And he goes to the best team in baseball in a pretty competitive division, though. Diamondbacks are making moves. Giants are making moves. Everybody but the Rockies. Rockies aren't doing nothing. Padres didn't do nothing either, but it's still
Rockies
like
are such a joke.
They are.
Whatever.
Lawrence Butler is no secret to anybody right now. And this is where we start to like, I don't want to say like rubber meets the road, but we're starting to get into territories where it's like, all right, now we're chopping off top values. He was going 77 was his rank in NFBC in November, jumped up to 67. ADP is now inside the top 70. His high pick, though, has dropped, but his low pick has come up. So he's going between 50 and 84 now. He had a variance of 37 to 148 before. It's just, he's really got to do what that second half was those last two
he's
months.
He's going over some tough names for him to go over.
Okay, well, like who?
Right now. Teoscar, right now. He's going a spot over Teoscar. His teammate Brent Rooker, Kyle Schwarber. So those, like, I'm not surprised, like, he's going ahead of Doyle. Who cares? You know, I'm not that.
Yeah, I have him over Doyle that. And stuff like that. But to your point,
so do I. Yeah, but I think this, like, you know, Teoscar's pretty established. He doesn't have the stolen base upside that Butler does, but you know what you're going to get out of him. He's in an excellent lineup. Brent Rooker hit a million homers last year. The power is obviously real, and Schwarber improved the average. So I don't know about these guys. I think that's maybe a little bit of a question, but he is moving into that territory. Like right now, he is seven picks away from Ozzie Albies. He's right in line with Gerrit Cole's ADP at 61. So I don't know. Like, I like Butler, but I think this might be getting a little bit too rich for me.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. This is a guy that I just wanted cheaper. Like, I want to be cheaper. Now, I should say this because this is important as well. Just because we see these NFBC ADPs doesn't necessarily mean this is what you guys are going to be inundated yes. with. Projections are going to play a big role in it. Projections might be pretty favorable to a guy like Lawrence Butler, who doesn't have a long sample size and you know, ended up last year with some very favorable underlying stats of like top 20 percentile in just a lot of categories, you know, really good 10 percentile jump or 10 point jump and hard hit to an elite territory, 11% barrel. That's close to elite. Expected batting average was 261. That's supportive of his average. So you have these two like great hitting metrics, an average that from an expected standpoint supports that. And then he also lowered his strikeout percentage. Like those are pretty good. And it's a semi beneficial piece of ballpark going and playing in like a minor league spot. Like that's probably going to help a little bit in general. And I think a lot of that's what's driving it. But when ADPs start to open for other sites, ESPN, Yahoo, throwing this out as well, looks like Sleeper is going to have an MLB product this year. If that's the case, If Butler is outside the top 85, I think it's going to be a smash, but he's moving in a direction that might affect what ADPs are going to end up looking like. Wilson Contreras. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead. Because I Wilson Contreras is kind of easy, right?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing
this. First base move. Yeah, first isn't base. That's it.
Yeah. Well, catchers are valued that. Extremely high in this format. They're going to go higher. And now you have a guy that's going to play every single day. So as you wrote, move to first
base. He should move in every format, even in one catcher leagues. His value should bump up because he can play every day at first. And, you know, catchers don't play every day. That's an easy one. Roky Sasaki is an easy one as well, Welsh. I don't think we have to spend too much time on him.
Well,
his name is just becoming more popular. I think people are doing their research. They're seeing that, you know, the Dodgers' likelihood seems a little bit more likely every single day. So, but I think the next two guys after Sasaki, and you can speak to Contreras and Sasaki all you want, but I think the next two guys, I think Welsh is affecting the draft market a little bit on these next two.
I mean, I'd like to say that. I think one of them is just, if you do any research, you know exactly who it is. Schwellenbach, maybe, but the other one, probably not. Only thing I want to say on Sasaki, I think maybe this is what you meant, or I don't know, but I think the logic is the reason. You can be like, oh, he signs with the Dodgers. Like, yeah, sure, he's going up. I don't agree with it. I don't think I want Sasaki this year. I can't, unless I've got some, it's told to me otherwise that, like, man, Sasaki, his arm is healthy. It's great. It's all this stuff. Not to say it's not healthy, but, like, you know, the reports of the poor arm health last season keep sticking in my brain. He had some decreases in extension velocity from the season. Like, what was that? Was that just like, you're done with being there? You want to play in the US? Do you have arm issues? There's unknowns. If you are a Dodger and there's a six-man rotation, like, I don't want to be dismissive, but like up to the top 75, I'm probably passing this season in a redraft format. To your point, to a guy like Spencer Schwellenbach, who was 98 in November, has moved up to 88, which is like, damn it. Like, don't do this to me with Schwellenbach, because Schwellenbach had an absolutely phenomenal end to the season, especially as they looked. I want to pull up a let's see, Spencer Schwellenbach. I probably should bring this up on screen too. He had a phenomenal
ending to the season last year. Big strikeout numbers just kind of across the board. I don't know why I can't pull this up, but Schwellenbach is one of my dudes. K numbers are there. Another one of those guys, I think, that's throwing the splitter. This is just killing me over here. So I want to pull this up here. Spencer Schwellenbach, here we go.
Are you just trying to look at the second half split?
Yeah, that's, I wanted to put that up here. I got it up now.
273, 443 to 273 dropped the ERA from the first half to the second.
And 79 half. Innings pitched, because this is what I didn't have in front of me. This is what I wanted right here. 79 innings in the second half, 13 walks to 86 strikeouts.
Woo!
Absolutely love to see that. Chase rate, one of the best in the league, causing tons of batters to be chasing across the board. Whiff rate, K percentage, well above average. Only walked 4.6% of batters. Huge. Barrel rate was under 5%. That's SE contact. That's garbage contact that was against, which is what I really, really love. It's a big power fastball. The split finger, he used 12% of the time, and that's a ridiculously dominant pitch. It was his number one whiff pitch at 46%. I love Spencer Schwellenbach.
Let me ask you this. He's going just below Aaron Nola, Bailey Ober, Luis Castillo, just ahead of Tanner Bibee, Max Fried, Hunter Green. Is that about the right range? Are there a couple? Would you put him even ahead of those? Some of those other guys?
That's the range.
Castillo and Nola might be tough.
That's the range. No, I think that's the range. I think that's what's actually just important here. I mean, people want to see, you can check out my ranks. I would say he belongs in that territory. Hunter Green's a tough one, just to point out, because Hunter Green had a really good underlying season. Like, if you go and look, like, the ERA was there. When he added that split finger, it kind of changed his whole spectrum of who he is as a pitcher. He just hits, his pitches in a horrible environment. But Schwellenbach belongs in that territory. But I guess what I'm saying is, and this might be really stupid, and this might be something where we look back and we're like, what a dumbass. I'm going to take Schwellenbach over Roki for redraft this season. For redraft this season, I would rather have Schwellenbach, I think, with what I know, than I would.
I think that's so crazy. Maybe. Schwellenbach was in the bigs last year and had an enormous year, and he plays for a good team in the Braves. I mean, Sasaki going to the Dodgers, maybe that can make it look silly, or you know, going to another huge market team, maybe.
It looks like Padres or Dodgers or something he's going to go to. And it's not to take,
I think, if you asked people right now, they would say 100%. I don't think it would be many misses at all that Schwellenbach is the better deal.
I mean, they're pretty close. They're within like a round of each other. I guess if I laid it out, like, would you rather take Roki Suzuki in the seventh or Spencer Schwellenbach in the eighth, or maybe it's whatever, the sixth and the seventh? Maybe that might be a good debate. That might be, let's put that pin in our minds here a debate episode we can do, that Schwellenbach versus Roki Suzuki be a good one. The other one that you were alluding to, Jordan Westberg has moved up a pretty considerable amount. And I think people are doing their research. He was 97 in November. He's moved up to 89. I would not be shocked if he starts pushing top 75. He's going to be a target of whoever your favorite analyst is. I'm just going to tell you that right now. That's an easy way to say. Whoever your favorite analyst is probably going to want Jordan Westberg this year. 18 homers, 6 stolen bases, .264 last year. Percentiles through the wazoo as far as like expected batting average, slug, barrel, hard hit. He meets those metrics, which you love. His expected batting average was better than his actual batting average, which it's like, all right, first check. Raised his hard hit to a great 46%, check. Strikeout rate, down, check, 11.8 barrel. Love all of that. And then, by the way, let's just throw in this little caveat that Baltimore is going to bring in the left field for right-handed hitters, so we make it even a better hitting environment. Where, by the way, Westbrook kind of, he sprayed out to the middle and wasn't crazy pull. Probably going to pull a little bit more. It's just a really good spot. He's going to be really good in projections. And I've been kind of touting for a little while, like when we were doing those early primer episodes, that like Westberg is someone that you need to have on your radar. And people have, and he's moved up inside. He's broken the 90 barrier now. His high? 61, and his low is 117. So he doesn't go outside the top 120. What a smashing deal that is outside the top 100.
Yeah, I like it. Hopefully it sticks there.
A couple other names. I'll burn through some here and we can sit back that have moved up. Matt McClain went from 108 to 95. So he has moved up on that middle infield. Christian Walker, rightfully so, broken inside the top 100 from 107 to 96 now that he's in Houston. Let's stop there for just 1 second. Matt McClain did nothing except play in the AFL, which I wasn't super impressed with, but you just got to love Matt McClain. But Christian Walker in Houston is like a target.
The Crawford boxes.
You were pissed. You were pissed when you didn't get him in the last mock.
Yeah, I want Christian Walker pretty bad this year. He's going to be a huge target of mine. Obviously, you know, huge fan of his, watching him play with the D-backs and win a bunch of gold gloves and help take us to the World Series and everything. So just the Crawford boxes in the short porch over there with all of his power, I think it's a great match for the Astros. They're being real smart about their moves. Isak Paredes is another guy we'll talk about in a second that is moving up boards because he got traded from the Cubs to Houston with the Crawford boxes. But Matt McClain has done nothing, you're right, but Jonathan India got traded. And I think that is the reason why we saw McClain spike.
Well,
They just traded
for Gavin Lux. Just going to throw this out. They also just traded for Gavin Lux. I think they're talking about him maybe playing in the outfield some, so it might not do anything with that. But to your point, perceivably, Matt McClain is less blocked.
I don't think I
want
McClain in the top 100 coming off of that injury. So that cost him a whole season in his shoulder. And all
I will
that,
say he played all the AFL. He stayed the entire AFL. He did take like a week off. He played literally till the last day with his brother on the same team in Camelback. So if there's a positive to take away, there's that. I didn't think he particularly looked great. He was chasing stuff high. He was hyper aggressive. So like my issue with Matt McClain is the early looks of it, unless he was just, you know, you don't want to walk in the AFL. You want to be hyper aggressive. I'm a little bit worried that strikeout rate's going to climb again, but he puts up big counting stats, you know, when he gets bats on the ball.
And he's one that like in January, February, I'm probably going to be avoiding. If he starts to look good in spring training and he comes out like gangbusters and a bunch of bombs and...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
You know, extra base hits and stuff like that. Has a good eye. You know, then, okay, maybe we start ticking him towards the, you know, this 100 line. I just don't know about McClain right now. And I'm a McClain fan. I do like him. But this is a tough spot for him right now.
I love that Christian Walker one, though. I'm going to definitely try to have my investment of shares. Some others that have moved up. Trevor McGill. This is Devin Williams' trade. It screams the trade. The 115, he went from 280 to 115. It's dramatic because of NFBC. Probably in like more consumer leagues around 150. But I won't lie. He's like a target of mine. Luis Rengifo, 164 to 149. Very interesting guy, pending on, like, he kind of sold away his power to be a more hyper-aggressive hitter, but he's also, like, more of a contact hitter from one side of the plate, more power from the other side of the plate, but, you know, like, there's a lot to love there. David Bednar, 188 to 155, I don't really read too much into that. Paul Goldschmidt, 196 to 167, another first baseman that goes to just a really, really good environment. It's hard not to like Goldie there. He's been working on, he did it last year at Driveline, trying to get bat speed up. He didn't really do that this year and he kind of failed, but now you have this like incredible ballpark factor that's going to be supportive of him and hitters around. You're not going to have Nolan Arenado and his, you know, slow motion swing hitting near you. You're going to have Aaron Judge that's going to be in protection. So I do like Goldie. I think Goldie's kind of a deal, but he's creeping up.
Nolan Arenado taking a drive.
One of the slowest
here.
Swings, and he's doing the driveline thing too. He's trying to improve that bat speed.
I think Goldie is slipping a little bit. As much as it hurts me and pains me to say that, I wanted him to go back to the D-backs initially before we traded for Naylor, but I do think he's slipping a little bit. But this is a great spot if you're at the end of your career. The ballpark factors are pretty decent. The lineup is excellent. There's a reason why he went up, and it's not a surprise.
Isak Paredes went from irrelevant at 275 to relevant 199 going to Houston. There's another environment. I mean, his whole shtick in Tampa Bay was just hugging that pull side line. He lost that in Chicago. It's back in Houston. That's what Alex Bregman did. So he's in a really, really good spot. I actually kind of think he might be floating value right now. Jordan Romano, 316 to 205. It looks like he's going to be the Phillies closer. That's probably a deal. Matt Shaw, 356 to 208. Looks like he's going to be a starter, and they traded Paredes out, and he's going to be able to jump in there. That's kind of a no-brainer. Ivan Herrera, that's just him becoming a catcher, and they move catchers up. Jesus Luzardo, 345 to 267 in Philly. There's one, Michael Conforto going to the Dodgers, looking like he might have an everyday role. And then Frankie Montas becoming a New York Met. Any thoughts on any of these guys? I think, you know, Paredes and Matt Shaw are probably the most fascinating, but Luzardo in Philly is at least encouraging.
I think these are all, maybe Luzardo bumped up a little bit much, but I think these are all about right for the moves that they made. I mean, just, you know, more opportunity for Shaw, more opportunity for Herrera, better spot for Romano, better spot for Luzardo. It makes a lot of sense. Conforto, I mean, Conforto probably going to end up being, you know, one of those guys that's in and out of the lineup because the Dodgers have 8 million outfielders, but it's just such a better situation in LA. So I think all of these are kind of no-brainer ups for these players.
All right, let's go take a look at some players moving down.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Who's on their way down from the ADP? NFBC ADP, they're going down. Ronald Acuna, it would be. This one's really interesting, though, because I feel like I've also seen the January drafts go the opposite direction. So Ronald Acuna was 19 in November.
Okay.
December 15th he moved to 30. So he's fallen down to what is like the end of a 15 team. So he's the wheel pick. But I've also seen him. I want to say I did a January on. He went back to 21. People are torn on what to do with Ronald Acuna because A, he might not start the season, and B, with the team, it could be even longer than just a month. And he's also talked right about not running as much. I am firmly not touching Ronald Acuna in the first two rounds, trying to, and NFBC is a little bit different, trying to stay to my core of don't invest high capital in a player that's already hurt going into the season. Now, head-to-head leagues, maybe a little bit different because then you get him for the playoffs and he's gotten the stuff out. But still, investing like inside the top 30 is just a little squirmy to me until we have like some definitive like, oh, he's going to be there for opening day. And by the way, his goal is 60 stolen bases. Like, I just feel like there's a little bit too much risk right now.
Yeah, I was about to be like, what are you talking about? It is not surprising that he went down, but it's surprising that he went down and then now is coming back up. But I think maybe that was the initial shock of the report saying, you know, he is not going to be ready for the beginning of the season, most likely. And he could be, you know, missing a bigger chunk of the season than we thought. You know, I think when you say a guy is not going to be ready to start the season in December, right, I think you assume at least a month, probably 6 to 8 weeks after the season starts to get that guy. Because it's not just, you know, hey, he's healthy, put him in the bigs. Maybe for a guy like Ronald Acuna it is, but sometimes these guys need to stretch. They need to, you know, get their timing back. Maybe Ronald Acuna is one of those guys where you just go, okay, 2 games in rehab, now you're in the bigs, whatever. But who knows? It's a weird situation. It is fluid, which is why he's up and down. But I think in Roto, this is the opposite. Like you said, in Roto, I'm not taking him for the first two rounds for sure. But in head-to-head, I'm more likely to take that risk knowing he'll come back and trusting that I'll be able to fill in. No one fills in for Acuna, but maybe you can tread water for a little bit without him.
I just think he's one of those guys, if I was drafting like right now, just like, no thanks, like someone else can deal with it. I think there's a lot of things.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Play here. If he, like, he could play in spring training and they just say, now I got to slow roll it. We're going to do some minor league games. Okay. If he doesn't play in spring training, that's the worst. I mean, obviously hitters and pitchers are different, but like, look at Blake Snell not going, because then you got to get your feet under you. If you're playing your spring training in the minor leagues and then you come out to a slow start, what does that look like? There's just questions. So questions going inside your top two picks seems a little squirrely. NFBC ADPs are kind of showing that. You can also see the min max pick.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! He's not going inside the top 15. 15 is the highest. 59 is the lowest. So it is showing you a much wider gap than what was going on, because the lowest he was going before was 35. That's almost his ADP now, by the way. So in November, the lowest pick possible is almost what his actual pick value is right now. So Ronald Acuna has been moving down. So, you know, don't be surprised when your favorite site has that. CJ Abrams is another person. You can bet on that. CJ, 41 down to 51. He's moved outside the top 50. ADP is representative of that. His low side actually hasn't changed. It actually improved, but no one is taking him inside the first two rounds. And yeah, I think a lot of this has to do with like maturity. If you don't know what I was joking about, like he got caught at the like break of dawn at a casino gambling on a game day. And then they sat him at the end of the year. Also on top of it, there's some pretty bad bat to ball skills. Seems like he's getting away with some stuff, but dude did improve
his
homers.
All first half, right? Yeah. All first half last year. The second half really fell off and, he's taking a bit of a dip. Here's my question. CJ Abrams or, Wood, his teammate? Because they're going two picks different.
James Wood for me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I'm quite.
I think
a bit
there's
lower.
Enough shortstops at that point. You get a quality upside outfielder. I think I'd rather go with the outfielder.
Well, there's also the world of chasing stolen bases. Like I'm less likely to try to chase stolen bases anymore. I did a show. I don't think it was one of ours. I think it was Fantasy Pros, but I want to say it was like 70 something players that stole 20 or more bases. Yeah, like quality stolen bases are different. And to his credit, he had 20 homers and like 30 plus stolen bases. Like those are quality. But I just think like there's a lot of volatility in his game in general. And I'm just not sure I'm not into it. So I'm a pass on Abrams. Willy Adames, one of the rare situations where a player, big time player, has a signing and drops. And that's because he's going to San Francisco. And yeah. I know, you know, he's a phenomenal player. He was going inside the top 70, but I know he can still be great, but it's hard to deny that like there's a suppression of offense in his future. So he's now around 81. His min pick is the craziest change. He went as high as 24 in November. He has not broken 50. His 56 is the high. So that is a big dramatic change on how people are feeling it. Plus, look at this. His low pick drop down outside the top 100. So people have let him kind of slip out of there. Anything on Adames?
What do you think his steamer home run total is? Last year he hit 32. I'll give you his last couple of years. 21, 25, 22, 31, 24, 23, 32, and 24. So
is it
how many?
I wonder if it's adjusted though to San Francisco. Like I'm going to say it's going to say 27.
There. Wow. 25.
Yeah.
So, you know, and 112 RBI last year, down to 80 this season, 21 stolen bases last year, down to 14 this year. So it's just, you know, moving to a worse ballpark and maybe a worse lineup as well, you know, everything drops 10-15%. I think that's why he is also dropping a little bit in the space here. It's just you can't expect as much in a different ballpark, a bigger ballpark like San Francisco.
Yeah, it might be more doubles and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm open to, I guess my big take is like, I think it'd be fine. I'm open to him still being super productive. I just don't think there's like, he's going to hit 38 homers. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think that's kind of moving past. So like if I missed out on shortstop, okay, here's a question. Would you rather pay a top 50 pick, take 50 overall for CJ Abrams or go 80 for Willie Adames?
Willie Adames.
Yeah, Willie Adames. The ballpark fat. Maybe he hits more doubles. Maybe the batting average goes up in the ballpark, but he doesn't have the top of home runs. I'll still take that.
I just think I trust Adames a little bit more, plus the guys going around Abrams that I can get and pair with Adames versus the guys that I can pair with Abrams where Adames is going. I would much rather do that.
100%. So, yes. Another guy, Anthony Santander. This might ultimately have to just do with the uncertainty of where he's signing as we record this. He's still,
I think that's
not signed.
All of it, to be honest. Yeah, I think that's all of it because we just don't know. I mean, you know, he goes to San Francisco. It's different than him going to Colorado.
Well, that's a positive. I'm not going to go to Colorado. It's different. The heavy rumor has been Toronto. Boston's out there. San Francisco's probably out there as well. I think there's some good environments. But I think maybe Toronto really freaked people out. And just getting out of Baltimore on that right side maybe was scaring people a little bit. But I don't know, man. I still like Santander. I'll take the discount on this one. Yeah, because I want to chase elite power. So this is one I'm very comfortable with. I mentioned Hunter Green. Well, Hunter Green has moved down. He was 88. It's now 101. His min pick has fallen almost to 70. It is 79. I was going to say like 80 in that general range. And the low has kind of changed as well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.